Last Man Standing, written by 16th Days, read by Crimson Moon. "Who would have thought it would end like this, huh?" Scar says, nudging Green with an elbow. He sounds as amicable as ever. He sounds like he's smiling. Green hunches his shoulder a little bit, wings ruffling, and keeps his gaze fixed on the ground. There's blood on his shoes. He's not sure whose it is. "I mean, did you ever think it would just be the two of us left at the end? Kind of thought you'd be out of the game way before this, honestly," Green manages after a moment. Scar just laughs, slinging an arm around his shoulders. "You underestimated me, eh? Not getting rid of me that easily, buddy." Green laughs a little. I did. He's dropping feathers, he thinks. They're all red, he thinks. "I mean, if I'm honest, I wasn't really planning on making it this long either," Scar says. He still sounds unbothered, and it makes Green want to cry. Or maybe crack his skull open. Or maybe that's just the voices of the hungry ghosts whispering in his ears. "But it's been fun, right?"
"Yeah,"
Green says. There's a lump in his throat. He swallows it back. It tastes like blood. Has been. The sand is crunching under their feet now, made uneven by chunks of cobble and obsidian, the ruined remnants of their lava border as they cross back into the desert. It doesn't look like home anymore. The hole blown clear through the base of their former home stands out against the horizon, lit through by light of the sky. Most of the desert is one big crater now, and they have to skirt around its edges, watching sand trickle down over the blasted out stone. Nothing left for them here. The world is so quiet now. "Did you hear that?" Green asks quietly. "Yeah," Scar says after a moment of silence, sounding a little more somber. "Kinda loud."
"Mm-hmm."
Loud, and getting louder. It's like a drumming. Like a whispering. The voices overlapping chaotically, crashing into each other. Just distinct enough he couldn't put a name and face to each one, if he closed his eyes and listened. They must be red, now. He hasn't seen his reflection since his last death. He doesn't really want to. The blasted-out tower looms above them. They're out of time. "Hey." Scar holds out a fist, and Green looks up at his face, finally. He's grinning. Smile bright beneath blast scars and burns. "May the best man win." Green laughs, bumping their fists together. "Yeah. See you on the other side." The end. Thank you for listening.